was the reserve cup today, and a 1-1 draw, but 3-2 win in penalties. So do you go home happy, Greg?
Yeah, I think over the piece, I thought it was quite a good game overall. I thought we started slowly. Obviously, arriving here a little bit later than normal was a tough one. They scored within 2 or 3 minutes, which was hard. But you know, I said to them at half time that the way they're trying to play through the middle, ball in the deck, some of the movements were excellent. Just that final ball we're getting behind them, we struggled with, or that final cross. But the many times we got in crossing positions, and you know, it was good to watch at times. And that was my message to them at half time, was, you know, it's easy to criticise, you know, when you're 1-0 down. And I said that to Davey and Westy. I went, you know, the kids deserve a lot of encouragement and praise for the first half, because they tried to do things, you know, the right way for what we're trying to do. And when you play a flat three in midfield, it's a hard formation to play. So I think they've adapted really well, and the energy levels of them was unbelievable. And I felt, you know, if they kept on doing, boost that a little bit of luck, they'd have got, you know, their opportunities. They were unlucky a few times, a few penalty calls that maybe could have been, or on another day it was, or whatever, but I thought we certainly dominated the second half.
Yeah, there was a young side you brought here. Matty Bowman was your oldest player. And you know, they had three experienced players on their side. You're up against them.
Well, that's right. You know, and I think from last week's games there was two changes. You know, Stuart Morrison and Gabby McGill were the ones that dropped out. So to bring a squad back and play the exact same formation, same style, it was, you know, it was credit to them. And that's why I'm most pleased, because the boys that were obviously in the periphery or sitting on the sidelines have stepped in and stepped up. I thought Josh Robertson at centre-back was excellent today. Really, really good. And he's been out a little while, you know, and that's pleasing, because, you know, he's chapping at the bit to play. And I said that last week, you know, players will feel unfortunate or unhappy they're not playing. That's just part of it. And when you get in, you've got to grab your opportunity, and he certainly did that. So, a lot of good performances. Matty Bowman was very good. Matty Todd was excellent. Lewis Soares, you know, I can't not name any of them, because I thought, you know, player for player today as well as last week, I thought they gave me everything they had.
And the goal, the equaliser, came in the 85th minute, but you must have felt optimistic that was going to come.
I did. I mean, that's what I said. I mean, you know, as my team talk at half time, we have to keep on believing what we're doing. We're not changing anything the way we play. We put forwards a little bit higher the second half, and, you know, Miller Fenton was playing left centre forward just because I need a little bit more legs up there, just to try and get in behind, to try and carve them open that wee bit. But, you know, the goal came for a set play. That's 3-2 games now. And usually it happens like that, right? You get one goal for a set play, and you get two, and you get three. So it was good to, it was good for them to get that. And it was a great header by Tom. It was good because I saw Tom's dad there up in the stands. So it was good for him travelling up to Southampton to watch him score a goal.
And, you know, surprisingly, you only two players ended up in the same position as they started.
That's what they said to them, and I think it was Davey that said that to them. Just, how many of you started the game in the same position as you ended it? You know, Matty Bowman put his hand up, and I think the other one was Josh Robertson, I think it was. I mean, that's the beauty of it, right? They're all over the pitch, and sometimes sometimes it works as a coach, sometimes it doesn't, but the pleasing piece is we're challenging them, you know, and for them to rise to the challenge or get on with it is certainly, from a coaching point of view, it's absolutely brilliant. And we've had our highs and lows this season in the reserve group. You know, you've been to the games where we've been 5-0 down against Elabeath at half-time. You know, we lost to Civil Servants that season. We beat Kelty. You know, the cup games against Motherwell, against Celtic, that we've narrowly lost. But it's starting to turn now. You know, it's starting to turn. And I do see an upside of them. It's exciting, you know, because they're getting it. And most importantly, the work rate of the group is fantastic, and I'm really happy with them.
And good to win the penalty shootout and go home with it.
It was. I was pleased for Ben as well, because, you know, he's as a goalkeeper, it becomes a bit unknown. You know, I've never seen him in that situation before, and it was good for him to come up big. A little bit unfortunate with the kid's injury though, from Dundee. You know, you never ever want to see that, and it's, you know, fingers crossed he's going to have a speedy recovery. But hopefully he'll be okay.
Good. Thanks.